This is JIS News. Coming up, Maxfield Park Children's Home to become model child care institution. JCF increases patrols following ISCF merger and Education Ministry to reintroduce Values and Attitudes program. The news in detail after this message.
Bag up your garbage and let us collect. Littering attracts ticketing. Business operators, ensure you're properly disposing of your solid waste. You must use the services of a registered waste hauler. Call the NSWMA at 448-3220 or 1-888-252652 for more information.
Now the news. The Ministry of Youth and Culture is moving to transform the Maxfield Park Children's Home into the island's model state-run childcare institution. Youth Minister Lisa Hanna says several steps have already been taken to carry out this transformation, including the appointment of a new administrative board led by Mrs. Lucille Broadbaugh. The board is now working with private sector partners to implement several new initiatives.
These include the physical development of the facility by building new dorms, introducing appropriate monitoring and spiritual programs for the children, as well as a review of all the structures and operations of the home.
Ms. Hanna says this will be followed by a series of consultations with the Attorney General's Department to determine how to proceed with making the children's home an incorporated government institution. Minister Hanna was making her contribution to the 2014 sectoral debates in Gordon House earlier this week. The Jamaica Constabulary Force, JCF, now has more resources and manpower to boost its operations following its merger with the Island Special Constabulary Force. Police Commissioner Owen Ellington says with the merger complete, the force is now able to do more patrols island-wide in areas such as market districts and transport centers. He says the JCF now has the capacity to build out its beat and foot patrol formation, as well as increase its traffic duty and highway patrol. The commissioner adds that major road infrastructure, such as Highway 2000 and the North-South Link, are now being factored into the work programs of the police.
We can now eliminate quite a number of duplicated administrative support functions, which were necessary as we maintain two structures. And by eliminating those duplicated functions, we have additional resources which can put on the front line, which is where the greatest demand for police services.
Commissioner Ellington was speaking at a recent press conference at Jamaica House. The Betting, Gaming and Lotteries Commission, BGLC, is on a renewed drive to curb illegal activities in the industry. Senior investigator at the BGLC, Maurice Thompson, says illegal operations cost the government millions of dollars each year, and the commission is taking steps to ensure this does not continue.
What we have shifted to in the last year or two is going after the mastermind behind these operations. And over the last 12 months, we have arrested two such major operators, and they are presently before the courts.
Mr. Thompson says background checks are being carried out to ensure operators are adhering to the terms and conditions of their licenses. And the Ministry of Education will be reintroducing the Values and Attitudes program in schools come September. Education Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaite says the aim is to increase literacy, reduce the risk of violence, and improve overall behavior, values, and attitudes.
The Valuable Pathways program. It will be implemented as part of a wider three-year behavior modification program. We're going to be focusing on the 8 to 12-year-old age group for the start. And it involves teaching resiliency and coping. We're going to pilot it in 50 schools across the five parishes with the highest levels of crime and violence.
Minister Thwaites was speaking at the award ceremony for the Office of the Children's Advocates inaugural U-Animate poster competition Wednesday. He adds that the program will seek to diagnose and administer appropriate therapy for children with behavioral problems. That was the JIS News. I am Carlene Brown.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.